Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. Today he is drawing our attention to the worldwide signs of our collective awakening. Invite love, God, to fill your hearts. Signs of your collective awakening are arising all across the world as the old systems of authoritarian organization and control, to which you have been subject for millennia, continue to fall apart. People everywhere are starting to lay claim to their individual, God-given divine sovereignty, and this, of course, causes them to seriously question the so-called systems of law and order. Obviously, you do need order in your lives, order that honors and respects your individual holy natures and the holy natures of all others. But it need not and should not be authoritarian, as so many so-called democracies have become. God created each and every one of you from love as beings of love, utterly and completely free, although remaining in inseparable union with Him. Then, for an insane moment, you sought more freedom than the infinite freedom in which you were created, and you invented and constructed an unreal place or state in which to attempt to experience that hope for increased freedom, freedom from union with your infinitely loving source. And of course it has not worked. You already had infinite freedom, limitless freedom, so any movement away from that state would and could only cause limitation. For the last 300 or 400 years, increasing numbers of you have been questioning the jurisdiction of authorities worldwide that have for eons been a major aspect of the various human cultures, governments, businesses, ancestral families, patriarchies, and religious organizations, and rebelling against them. Their sole aim is, and always has been, to control and dominate ordinary people. But there are no ordinary people. Every single person is a divine being, a beloved child of God, created as an eternal and individuated aspect of the One of God. Your collective awakening is the awakening from that very real seeming dream or nightmare that you are presently experiencing as beings in human form. You have forgotten who you truly are because you chose to do so by entering that unreal state and engaging with it as fully as you could. But you could never enter fully into it, because deep within each of you is the knowing that you are much, much more than human beings in form. The amnesic state, that is such a major aspect of your apparently separated state, is dissolving as memories of your true nature begin to rise up into your conscious awareness. Because you are eternal divine beings, it is impossible for your true nature to remain hidden from you. You are a little like small children who are totally immersed in the apparent reality of a game. Then, on being offered some culinary delight, ice cream, chocolate, a sparkling drink, by their parent or caregiver, they immediately forsake the game for something delicious and real. And of course, you are all children, the beloved children of God, and she is calling you to awaken into the wonder of reality. God is calling you. The irrefutable evidence of this is being seen and reported all across the world, and those of the old order are doing their best to conceal it or convince you through their control of the mainstream media and social media that it is untrue. However, many other sources are offering insights that are revealing the propaganda, the deceit, and the corruption in high places. And so the old order and the illusory unreality which they have been presenting to you as the only valid truth are being laid bare. Every one of you presently incarnate in human form, including those who would deceive you or attempt to prevent your awakening, is massively assisting in the collective awakening process. It will not be halted, stalled, or delayed, because it is God's will and yours that you come home to the reality of being permanently, consciously aware of your unbreakable union with her. God's will for you is eternal joy, and that is what you will experience. I cannot impress on you strongly enough the absolute and essential importance of your daily quiet time alone, resting in your holy inner sanctuaries as you invite love, God, to fill your hearts. As you spend time there and reset yet again your intent to be only loving whatever may arise during the day, allow yourselves to be aware of and to feel the presence of the Divine within you. Then remind yourself of your oneness with her and of the total invalidity of even the slightest sense of unseemliness to which you may be clinging that suggests to you that you are in any way unworthy to be in her presence. You have never left her presence. There is nowhere else. The only and eternal reality is God, where you have your eternal existence in utter joy. With so very much love, Saul.